Nova show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFA.
Wow, that kind of covered most of the alphabet.
That kind of did.
Yeah.
Not speaking. I was going to go with something Sound of Music for a minute, and then, you know, I was
going to... Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say, do, a deer, a female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me, a name. I call myself.
Those guys getting loaded want to run.
That's not how it goes. It goes far. A long, long way to run.
Far. Long, long way to run from your dealer.
Food Addicts in Recovery. Far. F-A.
Fa.
Apparently they run a lot.
We don't speak for them. Well, yeah, so they lose all the weight.
Sweet. My, welcome. My. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
I got to say, last week, we were number one 2 days in a row.
Holy crap, hold me back.
Yeah. So
I can barely contain myself.
Where's all the excitement? Advertisers? I had a guy that's doing the website for my store is looking at it, and he's like, don't you guys have, like, a whole bunch of stuff going on? And I'm like, I don't know, you want to sell some advertising for us? And he's like, dude, you guys get a lot of hits. You know, I was looking, he looked at my thing, and like today so far, we've had like 2,000 hits on the page. And he's like, he goes, for a small business, he goes, that's outrageous. And he's telling me for my mattress store, he goes, you're never going to get 2,000 hits in a day. He goes, you'd be lucky to get 25. You know, which are people that are looking to buy something, which is good. But he's like, you guys are getting 2,000, 3,000 hits in a day. He's like, damn, it's a lot. I think that's more than his site gets. So.
I know, I'm bruised all over.
Recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Someone get on this stick because you should be able to make a bunch of money while helping us make some money. Shelly is giving me that look.
No, he didn't get it. It's okay.
I got a winery
might
want
to. It was a very small joke. What?
I got a winery might want to advertise with us.
A what?
A winery.
Oh, a winery.
Well, you know what? They do non-alcoholic wines, too.
No, they don't. Not this one.
No?
I thought they... isn't this the one?
Yeah, but they don't.
They not did. Non-alcoholic wines. They do juices.
Yeah, they do some juices. So, but...
But you could get juices...
I know.
With, like, I'll your convention info on them, right?
But I'll bet there's, that? Like... I bet there's, like, maybe holistic recovery centers and places like that that'd probably be interested.
Wow. Shelly's, you know, choking on a chicken bone or something.
My head's going to spin around. I'm going to start barfing pea soup here in a second.
Wow.
I haven't had time, all right?
You haven't had time to hit forward?
Forward on what?
Whatever. The email we got that time?
He said he... Do you not remember last Sunday? He said he was going to forward it to you.
I put it... It's in your email.
Bruce, you go in that email.
Rarely.
You go in it every day. You told him you were going to forward it, so I put it out of my head.
Shelly goes in it every day, right?
Somebody want to send
tell
this to me?
Tell the listeners that you go and check the email every day.
Somebody want to send this to me?
You don't?
I check it twice
a week. Somebody want to send this to me?
Yeah, I will go into her email and send it to you.
You said you were going to do that last week.
Thank you.
I call shenanigans.
No, okay, you go and listen to the show. I challenge you.
You want me to do that right now?
Well, no, we have to finish recording this one.
Yeah, because you know what's really cool? We'll sit and wait while you go through that whole show. It'll take care of this whole show.
Yeah, I'll just play it. Because you know what? If I played it to listen to it, this show would record that show.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome. Be just as good the second time around.
That's right.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
That was pretty good, dude, sir.
It was. Oh, your dudes are tight, man.
Shout outs to
that's what she said.
Bill and Brian and Fran, I think. And I think Deborah sent something in this week, and Donald did.
Some guy named Bruce sent anything?
Oh, yeah, Bruce sent one.
Okay.
Bruce actually sent the Kazoo Alert one.
Is it Kazoo Alert already?
Yes, because we've got a hero of the week.
We're starting off with a hero?
Well, I went and got your thing out of my Facebook first. Okay.
What were you doing with your thing in her face?
Yeah.
My Facebook account.
Oh, book.
Yeah.
Okay. The hero of the week. The hero of the week is Richard Nicotra. He's the owner of the Hilton Garden Inn in New York on Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, this guy is kind of a hero.
Now, although the marathon has since been canceled, New York Marathon has since been canceled, when Bloomberg was saying that they were still going to run it because it would make New Yorkers give them something to be happy about,
yeah.
The owner of this hotel refused to evict guests that were staying there because they lost their homes in the hurricane in favor of marathon runners who were coming in from out of state. Marathon runners were not happy that they weren't getting the rooms that they reserved, and he said, let me see, the quote is, how do I tell somebody who has no place to go, that has no home, that you have to leave because I have to make room for somebody who wants to run a race?
Yep.
Yes, and so I think that's pretty awesome. Yep. So
that's a hero.
He's a hero.
He also, as things got progressively worse, he also turned several of the ballrooms in the hotel into shelters, emergency shelters for evacuees that did not evacuate. The only problem with those shelters is that he ran out of places to get cuts from. So he had people like just shacked up on the floor. But
yeah, shacked up on the floor there is better than shacked up on the floor that's 3 feet deep in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also, just as a sort of, I don't really have any names for these people, kind of hero of the weeks. Several people in New York, and I saw one picture from New Jersey and a couple from other areas where they had no power. Homeowners that did still have power were running long
extension cords
with power strips on them with signs on them that said, we have electricity, feel free to charge your phone. And they would hang them on their fences or wherever outside their homes, and people would come up and plug in their laptops and phones.
Every crack dealer in New York.
Well, I mean, that's a nice thing to do because people are just trying to get a hold of their families. Mm-hmm. All the phone lines are down, and their cells are dead.
Is there any bigger Raspberry Award, though, than you could give to the union in New York?
Why? What did they do?
Workers from Alabama drove to New York.
That. Oh, my God.
And New Jersey to help get the power back up and running.
To work for Con Ed?
To come up there to help out on an emergency basis. The union employees turned them around screaming, go home, scabs.
Yeah, can you believe that?
That's just rude.
Wrong.
I mean, these are guys that are, now, granted, I'm sure some of these union guys are doing a bitching job, too. But the thing is, these are extra people to come and help you. And they're turning around and saying, you know why? Because the less people that are helping you, the more overtime you're going to get.
Yeah,
that is a big raspberry.
Yeah.
F those. You know what? If there's a big earthquake here in California, a bunch of power's out, I don't give a shit where they send people from to help. Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sparky, come on out, baby. Give me power.
I'll have my buddy Warren come and fix stuff for me.
Wow, you really are desperate.
Sorry.
Hey, if I've lost power, I lost power.
Well, that wouldn't help because he just plugged the non-functioning thing into the other functioning plug.
The Army or the National Guard or something took tanker trucks of gasoline.
Uh-huh.
Because now this wasn't for people to fill their cars. This was for people to fill like a gallon thing.
5 gallons for the generators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In Valparaiso, Indiana. Employees.
This doesn't sound like an Indiana town.
It doesn't, but it is.
Valparaiso.
Employees at the library got a bit of a surprise.
Shelly with the library story. Imagine that.
Actually, Bill sends me all the library stories because he knows I love them. They got quite a surprise. Someone had donated a bunch of books. One of them was a book entitled Outer Bridge Reach. When they opened the book to check its condition, they found it had been hollowed out and it held a historic gun. Or an antique gun, I should say.
Wow.
They have no way of knowing. Well, it's a gold gun.
I want to go check this out.
With a wood handle. It's a .31 caliber single shot black powder gun.
Oh, so that was my book.
Very old.
I sent it in anonymously.
It's a very old gun. The police are holding it as evidence at the moment to while they investigate. They don't think it's stolen property. I cut off the other part of the article, but I'm gathering from what they're saying is that it will eventually end up in a museum. It's a museum piece.
You know,
what?
I don't know if anyone's ever thought of this, but when I was young, I took a couple of old textbooks and I razor-bladed out the middle of them, cut them open, like took out like 150 pages in the middle, had my pocket bong, had my weed, had my lighter, and had it right on my shelf, right where my parents would just never think of looking. I wonder at the library or at Salvation Army, or I wonder how many times, you know, if you get donated 1,000 books, how many of them would maybe one or two of them, just if you just opened up each book, like right in the center, just open it up, I wonder how many of them have something in them, maybe money, maybe anything.
Yeah, we get money, we get wedding photographs, school pictures.
Dope.
I hate the wedding photographs because we don't know who the people are in the pictures. We can't give them back. I don't remember ever getting any dope, but we got a dirty diaper once.
You know what? You got dope. It's just whoever looked at it didn't say they got any dope.
No, I know our volunteers. It would be the talk of the library.
Boarding passes for airplanes?
And tons of boarding passes.
Really?
Yes, there was one shipment of books. I had to go through every book and pull out all the boarding passes and shred them.
Gee, who was that?
That would be you.
Yeah, I know.
I
like to read on airplanes.
I meant current boarding passes.
Oh.
No, none of them were current. It's just I wasn't bothering to take the time to see if they had any personal information on them, so I just opened up all the... When I realized that there was more than one, I opened up all the books and then shredded them all. Not the books, though.
Didn't mean to get too far off the topic.
Yeah, anyway, you know. Where are we?
Valparaiso.
Yes, no.
Yes, no.
Yes, no. We are going to Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, Utah. Yes, four people, and you'll recognize what happened to them when I tell you the first name. Luis George Boglieri.
The drug story.
Yep, three names.
Three
of the people in this have three names. One of them only has two names.
That's the alcoholic.
he was the driver.
They were arrested during a traffic stop at Salt Lake City International Airport. Their car, they were on a road trip from California to Detroit. Their car broke down, so they went to the airport trying to rent a car.
Wait, someone's going, you're missing the biggest part of this story. Someone was going from Los Angeles to Detroit.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm guessing it was because they wanted to deliver the 11 pounds of marijuana they were trying to smuggle across the country.
It's a long drive for 11 pounds.
I know,
of weed.
But that's what they were doing.
How much do you get for weed in
Detroit? Could have shipped
Detroit.
It on, like, Greyhound or something.
Postal Service.
Well, there's no arable land in Detroit. There's like five people that still live there. Those five people really needed some pot, I guess. They were willing to pay.
As an addendum, just for shits and giggles, I looked up real estate for sale in Detroit.
Yeah.
If you look at houses and you say no more than $2,500, mm-hmm. there's a ton of them. You can buy houses for $420.
You can buy entire neighborhoods for $20,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole
Easy.
Block.
Easy.
The whole block.
Easy. That's why the guy
Buyer's
wants to make
paradise.
Zombie apocalypse land there or whatever.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Well, the French are up in arms.
Oh no.
Wait, let me add the correct question here.
But
so?
Because President François Hollande is trying to get legislation through that will increase the tax on beer, not wine, just beer. By 160% to fund social programs. The French are not known for their beers. I mean, you know, they don't make tons of them. They do have some local. They're brewers.
Hence the term brewery.
Right. But what's got them up in arms is their lovely imported beers that they all want. The brewers in other countries are saying that they're not going to put up with this higher tax thing.
Yep.
So they're going to end up with less of their little imported beers.
But here's the thing out of that whole thing. We're talking about the tax and the brewers. They want to raise the tax 160% to raise money for
social programs.
Why?
Well, why are you screwing companies that are employing people by charging them more so you can give stuff away?
Yeah. And this is the model we're following as the United States. I'm so proud.
I was going to make mention, we've got a local thing going on, and I'm not even sure that I don't support it at this point. But there's a thing locally here, it's Prop 30, it's supposed to help the schools and this and that. So I've heard, you know, a bunch of rigmarole on both sides. Most teachers support it. A lot of newspapers support it, whatever. So I'm listening to it, and it gets around to how they're going to pay for it. And it's like something that's happening in America a lot now. It's like, well, we're going to tax the wealthiest Americans to do it. And I'm like, so we're going to tax the wealthiest Americans to pay for this single thing. And I haven't read all 45 things. And I'm like, how many of those are saying we're going to add a tax to the wealthiest Americans? And then on top of that, we're talking about changing the overall income tax and taxing, where I'm like, pretty soon the guys that used to be wealthy aren't going to have any money.
I was at lunch with an economist one time, and he said, if you collected all the money in the United States of America and you gave an equal share to every person, a year from now, those who were wealthy before will be wealthy again. Those who were poor before will be poor again. Because it's got nothing to do with being given the money. You need to go out and earn the opportunity and be willing to work hard enough to make the money.
Shop at Dreamland Mattress, Covina, California.
That's right. See?
I built that.
You built that? You didn't build that.
I did.
You didn't build that?
I did.
Obama built it.
Okay, are we moving on now?
Send your hate mail to Mark.
Hate mail. Hate mail for what?
Whatever.
What could they hate for?
I don't know.
Can we go to the Waffle House now?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
do they have chicken too?
Now, you guys know what the Waffle House is.
Absolutely.
Do they have chicken too?
I'm sure they do.
Chicken and waffles.
The Waffle House chain is known. It's a 24-hour restaurant, and it is known for being open come hell or high water.
Yes.
They are open all the time. They don't care what's going on.
High did the water get?
Yes. Yeah.
Put rafts in.
Interestingly
there.
Enough.
Uh-huh.
Craig Fugate, I think that's his name. He is
Fugate.
Fugate, okay. He's the head of FEMA, Federal Emergency Management
Craig
Administration.
Fugate.
He has devised something called the Waffle House Index to determine how bad a disaster is.
If the Waffle House can stay open.
They call all the local Waffle Houses in the area to find out if they're open. If they're open, it's a green. If they're open with a limited menu or hours, it's a yellow. And if they're closed, it's a red. They know that Hurricane Sandy
is
a really...
That's kind of hilarious, actually.
I know. And they actually use this, the Waffle House Index. They know that Hurricane Sandy is a really bad disaster.
It's a maroon.
Because they so far have not found any greens. They have only red and yellows.
Because the Waffle House is gone.
They only have red and yellows.
Isn't that great? These are the most sophisticated minds operating our country.
Our disaster relief agency.
And we're going to go by how many Waffle Houses are open.
Yes.
That's just wonderful.
That's their index. That's how they determine
just wonderful.
How bad a disaster is whether or
the
not the Waffle
House
is open.
So, yeah, but
index.
Now let me get this clear. So all they have is green and yellows, right?
No, they've got green is open. Yellow is open
and
with a limited menu.
What happened with this last thing?
Red with Hurricane Sandy. There are no greens. There are only yellows and reds.
Oh, there's only yellows and reds.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a really bad disaster because if there are Waffle Houses that are closed, we're in big trouble. Because, you know, God forbid, we can't get our waffles and chicken or whatever. I just think that's absolutely hilarious.
The other thing I wonder about, chicken and waffles, a big combo. This place I used to work with at Earthlink, a lot of people used to go to the chicken and waffle place. What? Whoever thought of putting chicken and waffles together? It doesn't sound like...
I don't know.
Like...
I would never eat it, so don't ask me.
Oh, no, it's good.
I don't know. I'm not having... My brain would explode. I don't even like carrots because vegetables shouldn't be sweet. My
you
brain
just
cannot...
You just ate carrots.
No, I didn't. I picked all the carrots out.
Loser!
I'm sorry. I don't eat anything that looks like or tastes like it should be a dessert. Vegetables should either taste like salt, butter, or hollandaise sauce. They
so
don't taste
you
sweet.
Put butter on the carrots?
No, because then they would just be sweet with butter. That doesn't make sense in my brain.
I don't find carrots all that sweet, actually.
They're sweet to me. Anyway, well, we're way past time. I'll do this one last one. Northern California. Authorities are trying to figure out who stole 80,000 pounds of walnuts. And that's not the first time.
Someone making cookies?
Yeah.
They High believe, school bake sale?
They believe that this is the same person who stole a 40,000-pound load of walnuts a few days earlier.
I'm thinking that I'm walnuts
was,
are expensive.
I'm betting it was Rocky and Bullwinkle.
They do have a description of the suspect, but they have not identified the person.
Does he have a big Bullwinkle head?
Nobody's got a big truck,
I'm
sure.
He got a big fuzzy tail on the back?
The walnuts are actually, I didn't know that that meant, you know, I guess if you put enough of anything together, it's going to be worth something.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
This last round of walnuts was worth $300,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the walnuts are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where do you fence
yeah,
80,000
pounds
of walnuts?
At the Rocky Mountain Fudge Factory.
No. Well, yeah. There, yeah. You can go down to Chinatown. It's all that
walnut chicken.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yikes. All right, well, that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Sing it, Shelly. Sing it.
She ain't singing.
Shelly's got like Shelly has a MacGyver suitcase here. It's got 12,000 paper clips in it.
It does.
She's going to be able to create a suspension bridge.
And two sticks of chewing gum.
I am not creating a suspension bridge. The chain that goes between the flushing arm and the stopper in the toilet tank is completely jacked up. And we keep cobbling it together by unbending paper clips and then sort of bending them back into, like, hooks to try to fix the toilet, right? Well, it keeps breaking.
Well, you're telling me right. I'm not aware of this, but okay.
Okay, well, Connor and I have been.
Why don't you just use some fishing line?
I'm getting sick and tired. I don't have any fishing line. What I have are paper clips. So what I'm going to do is hook all these paper clips together in a chain instead of trying to unbend the paper clips.
There's, in case you want fishing line, there's fishing poles right behind this thing.
We have fishing poles in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, in case we can go any surf fishing.
That's right. Laguna Beach. So, Shelly.
What are we talking about, Shelly?
Yeah, what's the topic du jour?
One day at a timing yourself to death.
Okay, as in?
What does that mean?
Well, there are two ways you can look at it. One is...
Seems to be three ways you can look at it after all three of us get done with it.
Well, true.
I'm sure I'll be different. We
say in the program to take one day at a time. Just deal with what you have to deal with today. But the problem is that then people just deal with what's in today and don't actually plan for anything in the future or take care of things that need to be taken care of in the future. It's always, oh, it's a one day at a time thing. They live from day to day. So then things come up in the future and then wham, you get slammed to something and you're like, where the hell did that come from? Well, where it came from was... You know, at what point, where is the line between one day at a time and Oops, I did it again.
And proper planning.
Yes, because there are some people I know that are one day at a timing themselves to death. And I'm like, that's not. And the other way that I look at this is you one day at a time yourself, and this especially applies to newcomers, they latch on to the one day at a time thing, which is very important. Just for today, I have to stay sober. But, you know, I had a newcomer say to me that somebody had offered them pot, and she said, oh, no, I got to stay sober because I got a drug test tomorrow. And I said, that's the only reason you're not going off with this person to smoke pot is because you have a drug test tomorrow? And she said, well, it's one day at a time, you know. Maybe I'll smoke pot tomorrow. I don't know.
Maybe I'll smoke pot tomorrow. And I'm like, I don't know.
You know, if you keep doing that, eventually you are going to one day at a time, your sobriety right out the door. Where's the line? I mean, I know it's a one day at a time thing, but there has to be, I mean, we have to use some common sense.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Okay, talk amongst yourselves.
Mark?
I stay clean and sober one day at a time for the rest of my life.
Me too.
I know I have no intention of drinking or using, no matter what goes on. But just for today, I need to do the things that I do in the program on a daily basis to stay clean and sober. Just for today. I don't have to worry about tomorrow's problems. I don't have to worry about tomorrow's victories. I don't have to worry about what goes on tomorrow. Because if I start worrying about what's going to go on tomorrow, I'm going to start trying to shape what goes on tomorrow. So, but I see what your point is, because we do need to achieve lifetime sobriety. And, you know, people who, yeah, do the, well, it's just a one-day-at-a-time program, I can get loaded tomorrow. You can get loaded tomorrow. Matter of fact, you should get loaded tomorrow. Just don't get loaded today.
Right.
You know, let's talk about the actualities. If I just don't get loaded for today, I never get loaded.
And I make it to tomorrow.
Which then becomes today, and I don't get loaded today.
Right.
Right, yeah. That works. But then when you are new in recovery and you have people that could make your tomorrow plan a reality...
They can never make your tomorrow plan a reality.
If your head is working on tomorrow today, tomorrow's going to be the day you get loaded.
If you have one foot in yesterday and one foot in tomorrow, you're crapping on today.
But that's what I'm saying they're doing. They're not getting, this person is
so
not getting loaded today.
So their problem isn't living one day at a time. Their problem is trying to live
picking the wrong day.
Yeah, their problem is trying to not live one day at a time.
But they keep saying, but they said to me, well, this is a one day at a time thing. I said, well, yeah, but if your only justification for not doing something today is because of something that might happen tomorrow.
But that's good.
Right, but that person with the pot is going to be there again the next day. Then what's the justification?
So it's a possible drug test.
That you don't get loaded today.
And when tomorrow comes, you don't get loaded today.
I know, but I don't think
that...
when
the next day comes, you don't get loaded today.
Right, I understand how it works. I'm not a complete moron. I'm still missing some parts. What I'm saying is I think that other people are using the one day at a time thing and not quite grasping it.
All right, well, clearly I'm positive that there's people that do that. You know,
No doubt.
And you know what? I've gotten away from that to a large degree. I used to hear people say that all the time. I might get loaded tomorrow, but I'm not going to get loaded today. I worked on that for a long time.
I never say that.
I've done that for a long time. But you know what? Like the last maybe 7-8 years, I don't say that anymore. Because you know what? My head works like a virus in my computer brain. If I say I might get loaded tomorrow, my head starts working on that now. Really? So, we might get loaded tomorrow? What can I do today to help F that up? So that we do. What I tell people now is, I am never getting loaded again. I'm just not. I'm never getting loaded. I've had a couple of family members pass away. Had all kinds of things happen. I've had a bankruptcy and recovery, all these different things. I've never found a reason to have to go and get loaded. I am not going to go and get loaded. Now, when you talk about the other things, like there's things certainly that people have to plan for. Let's say someone's getting married in recovery. Certainly, their marriage is not happening today. It's happening 2 months from now. Certain things have to be done. But the things that have to be done are all done on a daily basis. Hey, you know what? One of these days, I'm going to need to call the guy that's printing the things. Okay? That day shows up. Hey, I'm calling the guy to do that today.
I get that. That's like a one time. What about people? I'm talking about people that live in a constant and perpetual state of only in this moment. Constantly and consistently paying bills late. Constantly and consistently, like, you know, not filing paperwork that needs to be filed. They do the same thing over and over and over again because they're always living just in this particular moment.
Yeah, you know, but like today. If today's the day you're supposed to fill out
but
your
paperwork.
But
when does the day come? Because the person, I've heard people say, they get up and they say, well, I have to do that one of these days, but today is not that day. Well, when is the day?
The day that you have to do it or you can't
do
it.
The day never comes because they're always living in today.
Okay, let's say for 100 days in a row, they've got something that's coming due in November. And every day they say, I could do it today, but I'm not going to do it today because I'm doing one day at a time. But then suddenly that day comes and they go, oh, I have to do it today. Today's the day. I have to do it. I'm living one day at a time. Today's the day. I got to fill out that paperwork today.
But then they don't do it.
Well, that's not someone not living one day at a time. That's someone who just doesn't do something that they were supposed to do on that one day. Because they're not living too many days ahead. They're supposed to file it on that day. Now, a week ago, that wasn't the day. They could have said, I don't want to file it. I don't want to file it.
Whatever happens
to the right day, now it's that day, one day at a time, it's incumbent on them to do it.
It's a form of procrastination. It's like, I mean, I'll give you an example. I used to do this all the time. I finally, the last 2 years in a row, have managed to pay my DMV registration on time. But for the 5 years, 6 years prior to that, I was always late, one time to the point where they were going to take my car if I didn't do it by Friday. And it was like every day I'd get up and say, oh, God, I got to do that. And then I wouldn't do it, because I'm living in this moment. And now I finally got my head out of my butt. The last couple of years, I've managed to pay my registration on time. So I don't suffer any consequences. I'm not putting those things off. I knew it was due, and every day I would get up and say, oh, I got to pay that, and then I wouldn't pay it.
I paid mine recently. It was due in April.
Okay, well, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about me.
I paid the $6 fine, I guess, through AAA.
No, it wasn't $6. You might want to check that. Because my late fines were always like $30 or $40.
Well, I only paid $100-something total. And that includes the registration. So I don't know. Maybe there was $20. I don't know.
But do you see what I'm getting at? That one day at a time becomes a crutch at some point. Because as you grow and recover, you're supposed to become a more responsible person. You're supposed to be able to function as a normal human being the way you weren't before. But then there are people that just keep doing that. I'll give you another example.
Wait,
people that one day at a time, the whole thing, well, I'm going to go to two or three meetings today. And then they do that every day, and they never move forward in their lives because it's a one day at a time thing. Oh, yes, I have to do this someday. I got to take my GED. I got to get my driver's license. I got to do whatever it is they have to do. But I'm not going to do it today. But I do have to do it. You know what I mean? They're just always in today, and today is never the day.
Hmm. See, I still think that there's a difference between living in the day and not doing responsibility. Because just because I'm living one day at a time doesn't mean I can't do something on the day it's supposed to be done. Matter of fact, I should be better at doing it on the day it's supposed to be done. If the day comes and I put something off a bunch of times because, you know what, I don't need to do it that day, and I could do it a week from now on a certain day, when I get to that day and it's that day, if I'm truly living in the day, like you're saying, they're one day at a timing themselves to death, that's the day that it should be done. If they don't do it, that's not because they're not living one day at a time. That's because they're just not doing it.
What about something that's open-ended that doesn't have a due date but is something you need to get done?
Like what?
Your eyeballs.
You mean
I'm
my
just
gift?
Saying. What?
My gift?
Your gift?
Your cataract.
Didn't you give me a gift of that?
Yeah, it's, well.
Have you ever called them?
They're your gift? Eyeballs. You're supposed to call your doctor.
Well, I don't have a doctor.
Yes, you do. You even gave me the name.
Who is it?
Briones.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him in 3 years.
That's the person you're...
Well, if you got your eyes fixed, you'd be able to see him.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm just using it as an example. But it doesn't have, like, a due date, but one day at a time, it gets pushed farther and farther into the future.
But you gave me the gift. So you just keep pushing it farther in the future?
I stuck money
it's
in my account
you,
and said,
it?
Here's, we can use this for the down payment on your surgery.
Well, I know, and you said, I'm going to call these places, I'm going to see the guys that'll do it, and then that
I did call those guys, but we decided not to go with those guys. You said, we're going to go with my doctor that your mom told you to go to.
Wow. I never remember putting the quash on any doctor. I said, will they take payments? And you said, yeah. And I said, what kind of payments will they take? And that was the last I heard.
Okay, well, we can go. I'm just using that as an example. We don't have to hash that out on the air. But that's what I mean. Like,
I was ready,
a
year ago.
An open-ended thing.
An open-ended thing.
Yeah, that somehow just never gets done.
What do you think? Open-ended. You could do it anytime. But because you're living one day at a time, I'm just doing what today.
You know, I never really bought into the whole one day at a time thing for living life. It's a good idea to stay clean and sober one day at a time. It's a really good idea on April 15th not to think today's the day I have to file my taxes. I should get started on that.
How about this? Do you think that it's a difference between staying clean and sober one day at a time and planning your other things?
Because we live life on life's terms.
Right.
And part of life's terms are you've got to plan out, you've got to schedule what's going on in your life.
So really you're staying sober one day at a time.
If you're living life one day at a time, congratulations on your hamster habit trail. Because you're going to do nothing more than run in a circle.
So then the suggestion to Shelley would be you tell them you're staying sober one day at a time, but the other stuff is not. You live life on life's terms.
You always live life on life's terms. You don't have a choice. Because
life's terms
are going to happen. No, you don't. You just get to miss a lot of crap. You know.
There we go. We fixed it. We duct tape that one right up. Tell your sponsees, stay sober one day at a time. And the other stuff's life on life's terms.
Look, this program
She's
taught
giving
me,
us the look.
This program taught me how to be somewhat normal. Somewhat.
The operative word being somewhat.
Yeah. So there's things I do that are really a lot like a normal life.
A lot like it.
A lot like it. It's a reasonable facsimile of a normal life. And that was my goal. Now, when I first got here, my goal was just to not feel miserable all the time. And not feeling miserable was good enough. If I got through Tuesday and I wasn't miserable, I wasn't sick and tired of being sick and tired and all those other things that we just were, it was a good day. As I worked the steps and stayed clean and sober, my goals became a little clearer. And my goals were to learn how to live a normal life. The floor on the back seat of my car was not a filing system for my bills anymore. It was when I was getting loaded, that's where they went.
At least you knew where they were.
I knew where they were until I went to the car wash once a year. And then all my files got put in one place.
Those bastards.
The trash can. You know, you learn how to do things like whatever our definition of normal people is. You learn to do things the way they do things. And if you stick around long enough, you just learn how to do those things. You know, I sat here and listened to you guys go back and forth about this whole thing. The amazing part that never came up, Shelley learned how to have an account to put a deposit of something in and leave it there. You didn't pull it out to go buy dope.
That's true.
That's the That's celebration. True. You know?
Celebration is it's still there.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Uh-oh.
We got to make up a little money because remember I had half a paycheck that one time and then you took out some money and...
Okay.
That sort of thing.
Well, I put most of that money back in already. There's only $73 more dollars to put back in. Because when I went to transfer money last time, I put extra money in when I paid mortgage.
Okay, well, then it's even more closer to them.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's there.
Yeah, and when I get paid on Wednesday, yeah. And then the rest of it will be back. I mean...
Yeah.
So, Shelley...
Isn't coursing through your veins.
That's true.
Or in my stomach. You're not puking it up.
I'm not puking it back up into the recycle bucket.
What would your final words on... killing yourself one day at a time be?
Well,
or one day at a time yourself to death.
There are two phrases. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today, unless it's getting loaded, and then always put off till tomorrow what you could do today.
Wow.
Sounds like one day at a time to me.
That would work.
So your solution to your entire question you had at the beginning is do it one day at a time.
No, well, only half of it. The other stuff you have to plan ahead.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Mark, final thoughts.
Keep coming back. It works.
If you work it.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't go there.
And it won't.
If you don't.
So do. And don't keep coming back. Just stay.
All right. My final words on the subject are... You know what? Stay clean and sober one day at a time. Live life on life's terms the rest of the time. Shelly.
Yes?
She's got that yes. Like, this is like the unresolved... Shelly's got unresolved issues with it. She's like, yes. She answered her own question at the end when she said, what do I tell these guys about? What do we do with these guys about one day at a time? And at the end she says... Stay sober today. Do that one day at a time. And if you're going to get loaded, put that off till tomorrow.
That's right.
So, that's what you said. Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fun publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. You can also go to Facebook and go to the number 12 and the word Step Gazette group. And join the group and engage in some,
rousing conversation.
Lately it's just been reacting to our friend Jim's jokes. He comes up with some humdingers. He had one this morning that had me snorking coffee at my nose.
So maybe you're not completely sober. You've been snorking coffee
your nose? He posted
Let me call my dealer, Juan Valdez.
He posted that sometimes there are people in the grocery store that make him so mad that he's going to get in front of them in line and pay for each grape individually with a personal check just to get back at them.
I like that.
And I just, the vision of me standing there writing a check for like 8 cents for each grape just made me laugh.
Of course, you'd want to be in front of that lady who's got the box with the coupons in it that are all alphabetized.
And the big, giant change purse.
Yeah.
No, I have that. One time, there was a little old lady in front of me in line, and she's, like, trying to count out the amount of change, and I'm really late to go somewhere. I'm behind her. I throw the girl in front of me a buck. I go, just take it out of that. Give her the change. She's like, oh, that was so nice of you. I'm like, I really didn't do that because I was especially nice.
My mother does that. I take my mother grocery shopping every week. And she will pour all the change, all $7.50 worth of change out of her change purse and count out the 43 cents that the cashier wants. And then have to pick up the other $7.20 worth of change and put it all back in.
So what if someone wants to listen to the show while they're counting their change?
We asked you to go to recovery101.net, which is our site, and which you guys have been doing.
Yes.
Obviously. We really appreciate that. But if you haven't been doing that, go to recovery101.net, listen to the show from our site. Click on those shows. You'll see a like button under the show. Please click the like button. If you're a member of Podomatic, you've been counted on our numbers. Congratulations. Thank you very much. If you're not yet a member, there'll be a box pop up asking you if you'd like to become a member of Podomatic. Please join, at which time you can then like shows. You can leave comments on shows. If you leave comments, if you leave a show topic on the in the comments, I can pretty much assure you we're going to do that topic.
Yes.
You can follow. You can add us to your playlist. That's really, really important, because there's nothing like a Saturday night party where your playlist has a show like this on it.
Especially if you're going to use it for a drinking game.
Yeah. That's right. Every time we say recovery, you should all have a shot.
Recovery, recovery, recovery.
That's right.
Anything else?
No, go ahead.
We have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got, you can join the crack advertising staff we mentioned earlier in the show, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure don't. So, Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
Evelove.
Evelove, which song?
Well, I don't know, because the discs are up there on the shelf.
She'll pick one.
I'll pick one when I get there.
It's a one day at a time thing. Yeah. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Thank God.
Walls are closing in. The room is getting smaller. The silence is deafening. And my thoughts are getting louder. It's getting hard to stand. It's cold as ice in these four walls. I wanna shut it out so I can get the feeling again. What can I say to make smaller. I wanna break them down so I can